Coming up next hour on Air Talk, June Pride Month. Yesterday, the big L.A. Pride Parade taking place in West Hollywood. We'll hear from you if you're someone who's attended the parades or other Pride events over the years, how you see those events evolving, what you see as their significance, how that's changed perhaps over the years as California's become a far more LGBTQ-friendly state. That coming up next hour on Air Talk. But first, an estimated 1 million Hong Kong residents marched through the streets yesterday to voice their opposition to legislation allowing people to be extradited to mainland China. The massive demonstration took place 3 days before the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's government plans to bring a highly contentious bill to the full legislature. They're looking to win approval for the bill by the end of the month. People would be allowed to be extradited for what could be very politically charged trials. Now, Hong Kong's no stranger to protests, but even by Hong Kong standards, getting 1 million people out, that's a huge gathering. And then here in Los Angeles, there were an estimated 1,000 people who showed up yesterday at Grand Park, downtown LA, to protest this possible policy. With us is Gabriel Law of the Hong Kong Forum Los Angeles, a nonprofit that promotes democratic development in Hong Kong and China. Gabriel Law is originally from Hong Kong and one of the organizers of yesterday's event at Grand Park. Mr. Law, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
So who were the people that turned out yesterday? Were these in large part people who were originally from Hong Kong?
For the most part, and particularly grateful to see many youngsters, students who come to join us yesterday.
And what specifically are the harms you see if this extradition policy is implemented?
I believe the main harm will be fear of being drum up a charge from the mainland authority on things that you may or may not have committed. We have seen Lau Xiaobo, who won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was already in jail. A few years later, he passed away, and we didn't find out for months about his condition and so on. So the Chinese legal system is by and large a joke. And if they want to get you, they will get you. A few years ago, a bookstore owner in Hong Kong was kidnapped in Hong Kong to mainland China just because his store has been selling some controversial books that may be offensive to the Chinese leadership. And the reason for his kidnap was that he had committed a traffic crime in China that was not really proven. So Hong Kong people had that fresh in their mind, and that's why a main reason why 1 million people took the street yesterday.
And share with us the importance of Hong Kong as a place for people critical of the Chinese government to live, to speak, to write. How free has Hong Kong been in recent years for people to be critical of the government?
Freedom of press and expression has been somehow curtailed. A lot of the media are now owned by Chinese companies, or the owner may be a Hong Kong business person, but he would have tons of Chinese connection. And as such, he would order his media outlets to be, you know, be very mindful when anything critical comes along. Of the 7 or 8 major newspapers in Hong Kong, only one is known to be fully critical of China right now. And that newspaper has been in the red for years, so we don't know how long it can go on.
If the Hong Kong legislature passes this, what do you think is going to be the reaction at that point? Would you expect perhaps even bigger protests?
There has already been some suggestion since the demonstration has ended. So the government came out in midnight, putting out a statement saying, we know that a lot of people took the street, but they are still going to push forward with trying to pass the bill on Wednesday. And right after that, People are talking about maybe having a strike, maybe not going to school, maybe not buying things for a day to test out the temperature.
All right. We're talking with Gabriel Law of the Hong Kong Forum Los Angeles, nonprofit that organized protests. Gabriel Law, one of the organizers of the protests at Grand Park yesterday in Los Angeles, showing solidarity with the estimated million Hong Kong residents who took to the streets yesterday to protest. Just real briefly, so this legislature in Hong Kong has the right to pass this bill allowing mainland China to extradite people from Hong Kong. They're not responsive at all to Hong Kong residents?
This legislature is not as democratically elected as we think it would be. I have certain seats that are democratically elected, but about slightly half of the seats are actually voted by the so-called functional constituency. So these are business people mostly. And of course, they have a lot of business interest in China. And maybe I would just like to point out one thing. After this bill is passed, it's not just a Hong Kong resident that may be affected. Americans traveling to Hong Kong to do business may be affected. Even if you're just doing transit at the Hong Kong airport, you may also be arrested if China deems that you have conducted criminal activities.
Wow.
Could include anything from, you know, business expenses that you may have incurred.
Or you're mentioning the traffic issue. Gabriel Law, thank you for being with us.